The Seventh Daughter contains scenes of realistic violence and graphic sexuality. It is intended for mature listeners.
Have you come seeking knowledge? Do you wish to know the truth? Allow me to show you. Close your eyes and follow the sound of my voice. Allow it to lead you further into the past. When I remove my blindfold, you may look into my eyes. Don't just look at them, look through them, and you will see what they have seen. And all my secrets will be revealed.
The Seventh Daughter.
Hello, Roy. Come in.
Hiya, Rose.
Fine. No one saw you come in?
No, I came up through the cellar.
Good. Have a seat, Roy. Now, if we can get another booking, we'll bring you back in. But right now, we're dark.
Oh, sure, Rose, I understand.
In the meantime, I hoped I might engage your services in another way.
Sure, what do you need?
A little gumshoe work. I'm not exaggerating when I say Pandora's future depends on it.
Hey, I'd do anything for the kid, Rose. You know that.
Oh, I knew I could count on you. So Pandora is doing a cabinet sitting, completely cold and blind. We've got the illusions covered, but we need to know something about the woman who's hosting the seance. Truth. Secrets. Doesn't need to be dirt, just things nobody else knows.
That'll be a cinch. Who's the mark?
That's just it. I don't know. They won't tell us.
Oh, come on, Rose. Ain't nobody could donny that.
We have clues. There's a famous doctor in town. He set the whole thing up, so he's our connection to the mystery woman. Here, I've written down his name.
Albert Freiherr.
It's his title. Sort of like a baron.
Von Schrank-Notzing. Wish I could afford a moniker like that.
He's in town to lecture at the Mid-Atlantic College of Medicine, so I'm thinking this person, this woman, is connected to the school somehow. Probably a donor, because we have reason to believe she's wealthy. And if she's interested in spiritists, she must have some heart-rending secret she can't let go of. She's a 20-minute cab ride from the theater, if that helps.
That doesn't exactly narrow it down.
The sitting is a week from now, so we haven't much time.
Jeepers,
now,
Rose.
Now listen, Roy. If Pandora goes in there and gets it wrong, it'll ruin her name. They'll publicly humiliate her.
Maybe you should put it off until we can figure out how to...
No, we can't show any reluctance, any sign of weakness. Start with Schrenk. Do whatever you need to do. Get us something.
I'll try.
Oh, you're the delivery man, right? I expect you to deliver. Here, take this. It's 2 weeks' payment. Consider it an advance against any information you can scrape up.
Wow, Rose, that's mighty generous.
All right, Roy. I don't mind putting my money on a horse like you. A sure thing. Short odds with a big payoff.
Thanks, Rose.
Don't mention it. Now that business is concluded, take a load off. I was just about to smoke a bindle. If, you'd care to join me.
I shouldn't. I just managed to get off the stuff.
Pandora! And...
Pandora's here?
Yes, ma'am?
Prepare my pipe. Enough for myself and our guest. You don't have to smoke if you don't want to. You can always just snuggle up close to us and breathe. Pandora has become quite adept. Look at her soft white hands. How gently they tease the little brown pearl. Perfectly round, ready to hatch our little green friend. Here. Lie on your side. You'll have the first breath of paradise. Let the lamp warm the pearl. Put the bamboo against your lips. Moisten the hole with your tongue. That's it. Now, breathe it in. Allow the dragon to crawl through the pipe into your mouth. Let its tongue slither down your throat. Feel its claws pricking the inside of your lungs. You feel it, Roy. I'm sure you do. Warming your blood with its breath. Every drop that flows through your veins.
Did you see her hands?
What's that, Roy?
Her hands.
Oh, yes. She has lovely hands. Pandora, stroke the pearl, like I taught you, so it can feel the flame. That's it. And I'll take the pipe now. I think you've had enough for the dragon to properly spread its wings. You've got a job to do.
I want to stay.
Oh, it's too late, Roy. Already I see you rising up, your body leaving the straw mat. Your head is no longer resting on the silk pillow. You are levitating above us, moving out through the walls, lifted skyward on dragon's wings. Sinking down to the street, crawling along the ground like a winter fog, a vapor permeating everything, spreading like a virus. From one person to the next, until you reach the sidewalk outside the medical college. And you lie there, silent as a shadow, waiting until a door or window is opened, just enough to quietly steal inside and tiptoe through the hallways, searching. Starting at the College of Medicine, lurking in the halls, crawling over the transoms, searching, watching, listening.
Excuse me, I have a message to deliver to Baron von Schrenk. He's in a lecture right now. Leave it with me, I'll see that he gets it. No. I have strict orders to deliver it personally. Which way is the lecture hall? You can't go in the lecture. It's fine. I'll just wait outside. Third floor, south end of the hall. Thanks.
How long do you plan to stay in Steel City?
I leave Tuesday week. I am rather excited to have scheduled a cabinet sitting with a young medium here in the city who is apparently quite gifted, not only with materializations, but psychic communications. Mrs. Davenport of the American Society for Psychical Research has graciously offered to host us.
That should be quite a demonstration.
Indeed. But I hope that if my lecture was well received, to be able to form a professional association with the Mid-Atlantic College of Medicine.
Davenport, Allen, Avery, Charles, Charles, Clarence, Furman, George, Mrs. Harold Davenport. Mrs. Harold Davenport. Mrs. Harold Davenport. Mrs. Harold Davenport. Socialite, philanthropist, widow, heiress. Mrs. Harold Davenport. Mrs. Harold Davenport. 43 Brock Avenue. Observed, she has a staff of 8. Groundskeeper, butler, maid, chauffeur, cook and cook's assistant, stable hand, 2 housekeepers, and a girl companion. Say, fella, you work for Miss Davenport, don't you?
What if I do?
I could use a swell setup like that. How does a guy get in good with the lady upstairs?
What's it worth to you?
Fella, this is your lucky day. I am the delivery man. I can get you whatever you want. Girls, straight to your door. Rum, fresh off the boat. Diamonds, you got a girl? Bet she'd love you a little better if you put a fox stole over her shoulders. Tell me what you want, and I will deliver.
That's the problem. I want to cancel a delivery, if you follow.
Enlighten me.
I want a halt delivery of a package due to arrive in just shy of 9 months.
If you want to stop that bundle from arriving, I can see that it gets rerouted. Not me personally, mind you, but a woman I know. Educated, real experienced. What's it worth to you, fella?
Oh, it's worth the world to me. But money, I ain't got.
Sorry to hear that, but happy to report that cash isn't the only currency I accept. I am a buyer and seller of useful information. And like I said, I'm looking to get in good with your boss.
Then the girl you want to speak to is my girl, Olive.
How do you like that?
The one whose address is on the package.
The girl works for Mrs. Davenport?
She dresses her in the morning and puts her to bed at night. She and the old girl are just sort of like that.
Gee, this Olive sounds like a swell kid.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I just want to do right by Olive. One day, she's gonna have my name. I'm just, you know, I'm not there yet. Not this soon.
Listen, pal. Once the doctor removes the pit, you'll be free to start a family whenever you're ready. So, how far along is the little lady?
Not enough for Miss Davenport to get wise. But if the old lady does find out, she'll ship Olive off to some home for wayward girls to knit booties and mittens and stuff.
So you've discussed this with the girl?
Yeah, she's not happy about it, but she knows it's the only thing we could do right now.
So when is Olive's next liberty?
Sunday.
Shall I send a car to pick her up here?
I'm a chauffeur. I'll drive her. I can borrow Miss Davenport's sedan. Sundays are my day off, too.
Ah, I'm getting the picture now. I'll give you an address. You memorize it, but you don't write it down. Madame Francis Howard. She's a specialist, but you can't hang out a shingle, for obvious reasons. You'll bring her over at 9:30 Sunday morning. You'll walk her up to a flat on the 5th floor. You'll greet the doctor, then you go back to your car and wait. You don't pay her anything. You'll just say, "Hello, doctor. The delivery man sent me here to return a package." Got that? Hello, doctor.
Hello, Madame Francis?
Yes?
This is my gal, Olive.
The delivery man sent me here to...
Delivery man sent me here to cancel a package.
Olive. Such a pretty name. Such a beautiful girl. Please come in.
Do you mind if I
take think it'd be better if you wait downstairs. Come back in an hour.
If you say so.
Drew?
I say so. Lie down here. Be as comfortable as you can. Is this the first time you've been in this situation?
Yes.
Trust me. It's nothing to be frightened of. I'm going to give you something to help you relax.
What is it?
Laudanum.
I would rather not.
Nonsense. It's no different from ether. Most doctors use one or the other. I prefer laudanum. And this is my own formulation. I find that it provides pleasant dreams.
It will?
To be sure. It will allow you to have a nice rest while I perform my work. Here. One spoonful. And then another. To sweeten the dream. Fine. Now, I'll lie you back. Sweetheart, I'll need you to keep talking while I do this. I need to know that you're awake and that your mind is alert and that you're feeling no pain.
Yes, ma'am.
That's a girl. One day, you will have a baby. Just not today. Yes?
Yes.
And I'll be very careful so that you are unchanged by this experience.
I want to have a child. I do. And I think Drew will make a wonderful father, but...
But?
We can't. We don't have the money. And my employer wouldn't understand.
Her ladyship.
I would have to quit my job.
Your boyfriend does not make enough money for the two of you.
No. Maybe. I don't think so.
Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Hold it. That's it. Good.
I thought about having the baby. Giving it up to the orphanage. Mrs. Davenport. That's what she would have had me do.
Keep talking.
The cook's helper was having a baby. Mrs. Davenport had everything set for her. But May went back to the country to have the baby. Instead.
There are ways to avoid this situation, you know.
I hear the club women, Mrs. Davenport's friends, talk about birth control at their meetings.
What kind of meetings?
She's a big shot in the reform movement.
Oh, yes? What is she reforming?
The vote. Temperance. Clean milk for the poor, fresh air for the orphans. Something new every week. I hear it when I serve them tea. After they had a meeting to talk about birth control, I asked Mrs. Davenport if I could have one of the pamphlets they had given her. She wouldn't. She said, birth control is for the criminal class, the Negroes and the immigrants, that healthy people should have babies.
Deep breath. Where does this come from? Is she a deeply religious person? Breathe.
She goes to church.
She goes to church. Does she have a husband, this lady?
No, he died years ago.
Tell me more about her.
Mrs. Davenport? Why?
We have to talk about something. And the laudanum works better when you're speaking. And I need to know you are awake.
I don't want to think about her. About him. About the way things are. I'd rather think about the way I want things to be.
Tell me about the woman. It is the fare you must pay to get on the ferry. And once the boat leaves the shore, you will have the most wonderful dreams, and this Davenport woman will be in none of them.
Yes.
And you will walk in this land of promise, this land where happiness is still possible, where a man's word is never broken, where a woman can follow the path of her own choosing.
She's a widow. Her husband made his fortune in copper mining, enough for her to live on forever. They had a child, but it died before its second birthday. It was a girl. This happened before I was in her service. She never talks about her husband. She has a photo. If I decide I want to walk on the path with Drew, then I will. And he will stop drinking. Stop wasting his money on dice. Become the kind of man he could be. If he would just allow himself the chance. An artist. And if he doesn't, then...
But her parents refuse to allow
I could choose another path. Walk with another man. A kind man.
What was his name?
A man who is true to his word. Who will love me in spite of everything. And help me forget the difficult years of my youth.
Yes.
He'll let me speak my mind.
I used to have
He'll want me to speak my mind.
Was always very
He'll
nice.
Want to hear the things I have to say.
So I thought
He'll be interested. In me, and I will reward his love with faithfulness, loyalty, and children, healthy children. I will surround him with their bright smiles and blonde hair and soft voices, and love, feeling the arms of a child around my neck. I don't want to lose my child. I want to stop and let my baby live.
We're all finished.
I need you to come back to us.
Come back where?
Follow the trail of smoke.
No.
Back here, to my room.
Not there. So dark. Filthy.
You can't stay in your dreams forever. You have to come back to our world.
But I don't want to live in that world.
You must.
Please. Please. If you'll let me stay and let me dream, just another hour. Just a few more minutes.
Feel yourself slipping back into your own skin. Your own
But clothes. I don't want to be her. I'm sick of being me. Let me be the woman I wish I could be. You did it once. It felt so true. You can do it again. Only make it last longer. Make it last forever.
I'm sorry, Olive. Truly, I am, but we all have to...
Please don't bring me back, Mrs. Howard. I can't live this life much longer.
It's not as bad as all that. Things will...
Just let me die now, while I'm happy.
Things will be better when you return. Better than they were before. I promise.
You can't promise me that.
I can. Come back. I will prove it to you.
But... It was so warm there. The light was golden, and my skin never felt warmer than when the sun... The sun was shining on me there. I was standing... In a pond. At the edge of a pond, in the sun. And I saw someone I know. I haven't seen for years. And I was talking to her. She was holding something. And it was...
Can you sit up for me?
I'm trying to remember now. What was her name? She was holding something and it was so important that I... What time is it?
10:15.
In the morning. But I was... away for so long. That can't be.
Stand up and let's see if you're feeling well enough to walk. Your boyfriend, Drew, isn't it? He's waiting for you. I asked him to come back for you.
Drew is still here?
Yes, he waited, like the gentleman he is, beneath his coarse exterior.
Yes.
You can come in now. I wish you every happiness as you start your life anew.
Thank you.
Madam Howard, is she okay?
She's fine. Healthy as can be. Take her directly home and see that she goes to bed and stays in bed until morning. And tomorrow she should stay off her feet as much as possible.
Sure thing, Doctor.
Goodbye, my child.
Goodbye.
Were you watching? Pearl!
I think I'm going to be sick.
Were you watching as I told you to?
Yes.
So you understand why I did what I did? It is important that you learn about such things, whether it serves as a warning to you, something to avoid at all costs, or something you could do, if you had to survive.
You killed that woman's baby.
You may be a child, but there are things you need to learn. Painful and difficult things. Sacrifices a mother must make for the sake of herself and her child.
You killed it!
To avoid it having a childhood with no future. To avoid a kind of motherhood that is death itself. You cannot understand, but she did it for the sake of her child. Not this one, but the child to come. The second daughter, or maybe the third.
Or the seventh.
I wish to God your mother were alive. If you knew your mother, you would understand sacrifice. Valued her child's life more than her own. Sometimes I think she was a fool to do such a thing. But it's what she wanted. Prepare my pipe.
I'm tired. I'm going to sleep.
Fine. Fix my pipe and then get in bed. Pearl?
Just once! Could you prepare the pipe yourself?
Prepare it myself?
Not one night! After all I've been doing, just this once!
That's fine. You don't have to prepare the pipe.
I don't?
No. Go to bed. You won't prepare my pipe tonight. And I won't prepare it either. And no spoonful of yinshi. Yes. It will be a valuable lesson for you to see what happens to me if I don't have the pipe. I'll tell you now. Neither of us will sleep tonight. By sunrise, you'll be begging me to taste the dragon's breath. But I won't, because you need to see how strong my will is and what a monster I become if denied the pipe.
You could quit if you wanted to. We could see a doctor. I'm sure there's some
way... Why would I want to quit? Deny myself one of the only pleasures to be had in this foul and rotten world.
Here. Breathe.
A world devoid of meaning. Permeated with filth. Lacking justice. We don't count for much in this world, but we will put one thing right. There's still time for you to do some reading before you sleep. Madame Blavatsky, I think. A hint of Eastern religion would serve as a little more bait for the hook. We just need to coax the Baron to come a little closer and have a taste. And once it's in his throat, we pull just firmly enough. Pearl. Pearl.
I must now replace my blindfold. As my vision begins to fade, your own senses will gradually return. Return to the warmth and the light of your own reality.
The Seventh Daughter is a production of iHeartRadio. Written and directed by Brett Wood. Recorded and mixed by Rob Gow. Featuring Minka Wiltz as Rose and Elizabeth Hunter as Pearl.
There. You may now open your eyes.